Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
IOS, careers.com, and you can view open positions and apply today. So yes, last week we exposed Cakes's cold streak, which was actually unfathomable. He had missed 16 straight picks on parlays.
Yep.
And then he backed it up by missing his next two on Thursday. Well, Friday he hit on the parlay. He took the under in the Detroit-Cleveland game, right?
I did, yes. I believe the
number was a disaster of a game.
Number was 43 and a half. I believe they combined to score, was it?
23.
23 points. So, I mean, the under, you never sweat.
Quarterback for Detroit?
Yeah. Tim Boyle.
If you looked up his college stats,
yes,
and he played for, I've already forgotten, I think he played for UConn and a directional Kentucky.
Okay.
Eastern or Western, I'm not sure.
Right.
My partner yesterday looked up his college stats. Mm-hmm. He threw more interceptions than touchdowns in college.
Right.
So I don't know how he gets a job in the NFL.
Okay.
Hey, but more power to him. He started an NFL game.
Sure, he's getting NFL game checks.
Good, but that hit the under, so that broke the streak. But hey, you can get right back on it today.
Sure.
So why don't we spin the wheel, and we can start with Cakesy for our Monday night parlay.
All right. I'm a Kadarius Toney truther. Mm-hmm. It's not a good place to be, but I mean, I think
you believe in his talent.
I believe in his talent. I don't believe in his offensive coordinator, who I think is a bit of a dope in Jason Garrett. I don't think he utilizes him properly, doesn't get him the ball, even though he is the most explosive player on that offense. And yes, I'm including Saquon Barkley because he's still coming back from an injury. I'm looking at his yardage prop. It's 41 and a half. I'm going over that because I believe he's going to work in the slot a good portion tonight because Sterling Shepard is out with an injury. And if Jason Garrett has an eighth of a brain, he'll get the ball to Tony in space against a defense that won't let you run the ball, but they will let you pass the ball on them in the Tampa Bay Bucks. So I'm just going over the 41 and a half on Kadarius Toney receiving yards tonight. That is my play. Fade it at your peril.
Cakesy, we'll put all of these picks up at Junks Radio.
Yes.
As we do our Monday night parlay.
What is the pick again? Say it one
Kadarius
time.
Toney.
Yeah.
Over 41.5 receiving yards.
All right. Good.
That is my play.
I'm going under.
Let's go EB.
All right. Let's go with the old tingle. Just tickle, feel down there and see what's coming at you. Also, let's go with what's easy. I always like to get a anytime touchdown bet in there. Feel like it's not that hard. Just find the end zone. Unfortunately, this guy's only found the end zone three times this season. But he's been banged up. He's only played, I think, in five games. I'm going to take Saquon Barkley plus 175 to find a way to get into the end zone. He better friggin' play.
I believe he's expected to play. He has a questionable tag he's bringing into the game, coming back from that ankle injury he suffered against Dallas. But he should play tonight.
All right, spin the wheel. Monday night parlay.
If he doesn't play, the bet is bogged.
Yes.
That I do know.
Let's go to Drabby.
All right, I'm looking at a couple cheap touchdown runs here by my boy Lenny Fournette.
Uncle Lenny.
I'm going to go two touchdowns for Fournette, probably a one-yarder and a two-yarder, but it don't matter. That's plus 450. He did it a couple games ago, and I think he'll do it again.
All right. Goes with the 2-touchdown play. Was looking at that.
Cakes, what was your number for Kadarius Toney that you
I
had?
41.5.
and a half.
Oh, perfect.
Sorry. Perfect.
Let's go Valdez. Stick with the boys behind the glass.
Does anyone have a Antonio Brown update
no.
for me?
Questionable, probably unlikely to play.
I think he's not playing.
Okay. Well,
I think he's not.
Well, if that's the case, Brady needs to spread the ball around a little more, find some Mike Evans, find some Chris Godwin. So I'm going to roll the dice with Godwin, and I'm going to pick Chris Godwin over 100 receiving yards. That's under the alt receiving yards tab in FanDuel. That's plus 230.
All right.
So Godwin to have a big game. And then get down to the one, and Leonard Fournette runs them all.
I kind of like that. Kind of like the over
Love
there.
It.
Better hope he doesn't throw a bunch of Mike Evans. You'll be salty.
It's one or the other. Yeah. I'm going with Godwin.
But I'm changing my play. I was looking at an anytime, but we've already got one anytime. We've got one greater than 41 and a half. Nobody just picked the game. I think Tampa, having lost two in a row, is going to bounce back. And they're going to roll in this game. It's a heavy number, but I'll take Tampa laying the 11.
Oh, I hate laying 11.
Look, the last time I did that, I think I laid like 10.5 with the Bengals against the Jets.
Yeah,
and that was a big fiery disaster.
All right,
that's what that became.
All right. Oh my God, I hate that.
All gives you a full game sweat.
Is everybody in then?
Everybody's
all
in.
Five of us.
All right. What do we got? Those are some decent odds, though, right?
Not
Some
bad.
Of them.
Yeah. $5 bet on tonight's Monday night game pays out $997.
Nice.
Let's go.
Sweet. I'm psyched to hit that when Lurch isn't here.
We all are.
I know.
Hey, when Lurch isn't here and I put the bets in, I always put in $10 bets.
Oh, you do?
Oh, so we're gonna
walk
up.
We're gonna have 2K to chop up?
Yeah, I just figured why not.
Yeah, I'm
I like it. Plus, I mean FanDuel's just giving you free money. So why would
just under 2,000.
Nice. How are you doing, by the way, with your boys' account?
The
10K. Where are we at?
I'm right about 9K still.
Oh, you're down a G?
Yeah, I'm following someone on Twitter that's helping out, keeping me
afloat.
He's a math guy. He's crunching the numbers on the best promos and boosts to play.
Is it Stu Finer?
No, trust me. It's not what you think.
Yeah. I'm a bunch of small bets adding up.
Oh, you're doing a death by 1,000 cuts bet.
No, but you're
the opposite.
Up. You're up so far?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just looking for great odds, basically.
Yeah, the boost, the percentage boost.
Yeah.
Playing those heavy.
You're playing the numbers.
Now, can you play so odds boosts on the same site, or are you juggling like 10 sites?
Right now, I'm just on FanDuel, but I'm thinking about getting all the apps.
Right.
You probably should.
There's so many boosts
out there.
You're
going to get the win bet. You're going to get
Maybe
BetMGM.
Maybe that'll be your new side gig.
Might have to be.
Chase odds boosts. Yeah. It's always funny. I always talk to Drabby, and he's got a lot of side gigs.
Sure.
That he's
side
always
hustle. Who doesn't love a side hustle?
I love a side hustle. Who doesn't love a side hustle? But his side hustles, they change from about every month.
Right.
They change. One week it's NFTs. Another week it's, I don't know.
I'm taking some time off right now.
Safe Moon.
Hold on. You're taking time off from the side hustle?
Well, it's the holiday season.
Oh, that's true.
Get rested and prepared for next year.
Yeah, you want to spend time with your family.
Yeah.
You don't want to do a bunch of side hustles.
January, I'll find some new side hustle. Hit the ground running.
Very good. I like it.
How's your Safe Moon doing?
Safe Moon? Mediocre.
Mediocre?
Yeah, very mediocre.
Is it swingy? Is it as swingy as Bitcoin?
All those
crypto's very swingy.
They're all, yeah.
Once in a blue moon.
No, it's a safe moon.
Ah, sorry.
Once in a blue moon.
What's the one that everybody made all the money? Shibaba or whatever that was? Like
Shiba Inu, I believe.
What happened to that? They go back down in the toilet?
Yeah.
You did it?
How would you know?
Wow. Pump and dump. People got in and out.
I need to clear something up. Valdez is upset because he put me on to the boost guy. And he says that I stole it from him.
Is he pouting over there?
But I don't know what he's doing. So Valdez put me on to the boost guy.
Okay.
I want everyone to know that.
Oh, okay.
God, so right. Somebody wants so much credit
over there.
Is he stewing?
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen is you're going to realize how genius that this guy is. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, Drab's so smart. He did this. He did that.
So he can't handle
He's going to take all the credit. He's going to take all the credit.
I can assure you, my opinion of Drab's never never going to change. Okay, so don't worry. You guys are locked in.
Have you been following that plan, Valdez, yourself? Since you put him on to it, are you doing it?
Of course. I needed to get all the apps, though.
It is. You gotta spread yourself out on all the apps.
Sure.
By the way, what's the latest with that Maryland legislation stuff? Like, what does that mean? Like, I thought I saw something last week.
This always seems to be stalled.
I'm
ready to go to MGM right. National Harbor and place a bet because the sports book there looks silly. Right. I'm ready.
I'm sorry.
I'm ready to do it.
All right, we got to get out of here for Cakes. Yep. EBM JP.
Play the music, Cakes.
We'll
on the
see
way
you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next on a Victory Monday on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.